Track 4, Anger. On the last track, we discussed being straight with the kids. This included 5 considerations for divorced or separated parents, which are telling them what's happening, reassure children with certainty, lifting blame, influencing a child's development, and avoiding bad-mouthing. On this track, we will discuss anger. 4 basic anger management techniques we will discuss regarding the divorced or separated client will be taking time out, finding harmless ways to release anger, talk your feelings out, and talking to the anger target without blaming or name-calling. As you listen to this track, consider your client. Is he or she dealing with anger following a divorce or separation? Could your client benefit from hearing how Gail implemented these 4 anger management techniques? After her divorce, Gail expected to feel sad. Gail, age 42, had decided to divorce her husband after his gambling problem became too much for her to handle. Gail stated, "After the numbness started to wear off, I expected to feel sad. I'm surprised at how angry I feel instead." I asked Gail what exactly she was angry about. Gail stated, "I'm mad that my ex betrayed me. I'm angry at the world for letting this loss happen. I'm furious with myself for not doing enough to stop it." Think of your Gail. Is he or she spending time going over events trying to discover what he or she might have done differently to make things turn out differently? I find that having a short temper is one sign that clients are in the anger stage of the grieving process. Do things that would normally irritate your client only a little get them really mad? What techniques do you provide clients who are in the anger stage of the grieving process? I find that following a divorce or separation, clients like Gail can benefit from some basic anger management techniques. First, let's discuss taking time out. This classic anger management technique allows the client time to calm down before anger manifests itself in a destructive way. I stated to Gail, "When you get upset, especially at someone specific, remove yourself from the situation or the person you are angry at by walking away and doing something else. You might consider telling the person you are willing to talk later when you calm down." Next, let's discuss finding harmless ways to release anger. Gail stated, "Sometimes I get so mad that I say and do things I later regret." How might you have responded to Gail? I stated, "If you think you might say or do something you'll later regret, write down your feelings in a journal or write a letter to the person you're angry with. Then tear the letter up. You might find that helps." In addition to taking time out and finding harmless ways to release anger, a third technique is to talk your feelings out. Gail asked, "But does just talking really help?" How might you have responded to Gail? I stated, "It does. By talking to a friend about the way you feel, you allow yourself to work past the anger towards solutions for what is upsetting you." Think about your Gail. How can talking your client's feelings out help him or her? Finally, let's discuss talking to the anger target without blaming or name-calling. This seems obvious, but to clients like Gail, talking without blaming or name-calling may not be something the client has considered. Gail stated, "I get so mad, I just go off. Every little thing makes me angry, so I want people to know why I'm angry. If someone gets blamed in the process, it's not my fault." When Gail felt ready to talk about her anger, especially to her ex-husband, I suggested that she do so without blaming or name-calling. Gail asked how one talked about anger without blaming. I stated, "Instead, take responsibility for your anger. Consider saying, 'I feel angry about this,' not 'You make me angry when.'" What are some effective anger management techniques you provide clients? Could these be productive in a setting regarding divorce or separation? On this track, we discussed anger. 4 basic anger management techniques we discussed regarding the divorced or separated client were taking time out, finding harmless ways to release anger, talk your feelings out, and talking to the anger target without blaming or name-calling. On the next track, we will discuss regaining self-worth. I find it productive to put self-worth into different perspectives using 4 methods. These 4 methods for regaining self-worth are eliminating the idea, unrestricting the idea, acknowledging personal worth, and the compassionate perspective. Question 4. What are four basic anger management techniques which can be implemented regarding a divorced or separated client?